Our Father, we come before you ready and willing to open our hearts and minds. Lord, we are so reminded this week of what your Son has done. And may you remind us each and every day. And may we remember each and every day all that you have done. And all that you planned to do. And all that you will do. In your name. Amen. As I grew up reading the Bible, in particular reading the Easter story, the one thing that I struggled a lot to understand was, why didn't the disciples ever really get it? I mean, they'd spent 3 years in full time, 24-hour a day presence with Jesus. They've been listening to him teach and preach and share about what is coming. And in some cases, he told them very, very plainly what was about to happen. And yet somehow, they still missed the point. They still expected something different of Jesus. They expected him to be something else, to do something else. It took me a long time to realize that had any of us been in that situation, we probably would have thought the same. We have a full view of the picture of the life of Jesus. Through all the history that has been recorded in our Bible, we see the whole picture at the same time. Knowing the outcome, everything else that Jesus said and did in his life made sense. Was a step towards dying on that cross. Was moving closer to the redemption that God had planned. We have a greater picture because we have hindsight to look at it all through. And hindsight can be an amazing thing. The ability to look back at something and to have a more full understanding. The ability to make a decision based off previous experience with it. How different would some of the decisions that we've made in our life be if we knew then what we know now? Maybe we would have bought that house in that up-and-coming neighborhood. Maybe we would have made different decisions in relationships we had with friends or our spouses. Maybe we would have tried harder back in those days at school. Maybe we would have done more school. Maybe less. Maybe we would have not ended up in that same career that we had so much trouble enjoying every day we went to work. If you let it, hindsight will drive you nuts. Constantly thinking about what could have been. Constantly thinking about how it could be better now. But the reality is, in our lives, the majority of us, to the best of our ability, we make the decisions that we do based off all the information that we have. We take a look at what's going on in our lives or in a situation, and we do really strive to make the best out of what we have. We do really strive to make things the best they can be. But the reality is we always have a clearer picture on the other side. And when we think about putting ourselves in the shoes of the disciples, if we try to take out of our knowledge the fact that we know what Jesus was saying and what doing and that would happen through his death on the cross, a lot of things that we read in the Bible and a lot of things that people have done and said over the years, they kind of make sense. There's a lot of history in the Bible that if you were to place yourself in that individual circumstance, your response wouldn't be much different. If you, having just been freed from slavery, having just been released with your entire nation and people into a desert where there is nothing, one of your first, probably very reasonable questions would be, where's the food? As the Israelites were led out of Egypt from that captivity, only to find sand, their response of, well, maybe Egypt wasn't so bad, kind of makes sense. We look at the life of Jonah and the ministry that he had, struggling with everything in him to go to Nineveh. Not because he was racist against the Nineveh people, but based off everything that he had experienced with that nation, it did not seem likely that they would be responsive to the message, to the story of God. And because of that, he had a really hard time and really didn't want to go and reach out to those people. And the disciples, in that moment when Jesus was arrested in that garden, for them, things had never been so bad. I mean, they'd been in trouble before. There had been situations where Jesus was ministering and mobs formed, trying to kill them. And always, by some miraculous circumstances, they always escaped exactly when they needed to, completely unscathed. Yet on that night, Jesus was handed over and arrested. That had never happened before. This leader who's always told them exactly what they needed to hear and tried to help them understand it is now completely out of the picture. And out of a sense of fear for themselves, they disappear into the night. A lot of these situations, a lot of the stories that we've mentioned through, a lot of these people are making the decisions that they do in their life based off what they're feeling, based off the real world fears and concerns that they have. And I think each and every one of us can relate to that. That in our lives, when we're overwhelmed by something, that we don't always make the best decisions. And it's really easy for us to look back through Scripture and to say, yeah, I would have done it differently. The reality is, we all struggle. The reality is that we all, unfortunately, lean really heavily on our fears when it comes to following God. And in each one of these situations, the exile, Jonah's ministry, the disciples disappearing, in that moment of fear and emotion, they always seem to forget the most important variable of all. The most important, unpredictable force. And that's God. In each one of those situations, men made decisions off what they thought, what they saw, and what they feared. Now, luckily enough, we follow a God who doesn't act so quickly, who doesn't act so severely in drastic situations. I saw a picture this Easter week that said the story of Jesus started in a garden where one man fell and ended in another where one man stood. And that really was God's plan. God's plan to bring everything to one moment and one point in time. Back in that garden, Adam and Eve sinned. They ate from the tree that God told them not to eat from. And in that moment, God would have been well within his rights to wipe creation out of existence and start over. It would have been well within his right and well within justice to allow the punishment to come across the table. But God had a different plan. In surgery today, if something gets infected, what you need to do first is cut away the dead flesh before true healing can really take place. And luckily, that's not the way that God responded to us in our lives. God didn't cut away the dead flesh, didn't cut away the problem that we had created in us. But He redeemed it. He brought life back into it. And God would have been well within His power just to fix it right then and there. He would have been well capable of just in that moment, right there and then, when Adam and Eve sinned, done what needed to be done, that the punishment would be paid for. But how would that show creation? How would that show the created? A full picture of who God is. God made a plan at that moment in time that would take years before it came to completion. God made a plan, and He gave us little glimpses of it at different points in time. He revealed different truths to different people over generations and generations, over how we would come back to that perfect relationship with Him. God did this in such a way that we would understand who He is. God did this in such a way that there would be an overwhelming amount of evidence to show each and every one of us how much He cares for us. And over time, these truths about how God would redeem creation became known as prophecies. And over the course of the nation of Israel, by the time tangible things that we could see and understand started to happen, there was foundation that had been laid so deeply beforehand so that we could understand that this is God's plan. And in that moment, we come to Jesus. We come to Jesus who lived the life that God always intended for each and every one of us. When faced with those same decisions that Adam and Eve were faced with, Jesus stood firm. Jesus accomplished and succeeded where Adam had not. And having become and embodied everything that humanity always was meant and supposed to be, having succeeded and conquered the temptation that we all succumb to, He became the perfect and whole, complete image of God's creation. And in that moment, He was capable, having not done anything wrong, of taking that punishment for those who had. This being God's plan to bring new life, to bring each and every person back into that relationship that we were always meant to have, to provide an opportunity that we could get back into that same relationship that Adam and Eve had in the garden with God. And as each and every one of us ponder over this Easter week, what God has done, we can appreciate it in ways that not many could before us. We can understand it, having been shown the completion of what God had intended since that first moment in the garden. We can look back and have the blessing of our scriptures to see how this plan has been weaved through since the moment it was needed. And in fact, God had that solution. He knew what needed to be done the moment that we did not choose Him. God brought us back to Him out of a desire for us to know who He is. He's restored us to the relationship that we were always meant to have. And although each of us were undeserving, He still shared with us. Having sinned against Him, having decided that what we think is more important than what He wants for us, He provided more for us than we could ever hope for. The disciples, they had an idea of what Jesus would do. They had an expected outcome for the ministry that He was leading. And if we read into Scripture close enough, we catch glimpses of what they expected to happen. In that moment in the garden when Jesus was arrested, His disciples drew arms against the guards. Now the question is, why were the disciples, who'd been following Jesus around in ministry of healing and sharing with those in need, why were they carrying weapons to begin with? The reality is they were expecting Jesus to come and conquer. They were expecting Jesus to come and be the king that would bring the nation back to their former glory. They expected that Jesus would come and reign over the nations, and that they would be in positions of authority and honor within this new order. The disciples constantly argued over who was the greatest among them and who would sit where next to Jesus. And I wonder if sometimes we have our own ideas of what God wants in our lives, over what God will do in our lives, over the way in which God will move in a relationship or lead the ministries that we're involved with in. As we come to appreciate God's plan, we appreciate that we don't get all of it. The mere fact that we are created beings, we can only so much understand the Creator. As being made in His image, we are not the same. And we can only understand so much of what He shows in us. But we do understand that His love is deeper and wider than we could have ever have hoped for, than we ever were deserving of. Because His plan was complete before we even knew the consequences of our actions. And as we come before Him this morning, we know that we're blessed. Not just because of what we have or where we live, but because of what He's offered back to us. We need to focus on trusting Him more. We need to focus on giving Him an opportunity to speak into every decision that we make. And He has given us an example. He has given us an idea of what to strive for in the life of His Son, Jesus. And as we look into the Scriptures, as we look into the life of Jesus, we can get the perspective on the way in which we need to love one another and how that affects every decision that we make. Whether it's in our relationships, about our homes, about our employment, we seek Him because He sought us. And as we gather here this morning, on this Good Friday, which I have a hard time believing seemed good at the time, we thank Him for the sacrifice of His blood and His body. So we come before the table. We'll have the ushers come forward at this time. For